Martina McBride, where would you be, Anna?
Oh, sitting at home.
On the pig, 103.9, mypigradio.com. She'd be just now getting out of bed if she was at home instead of at work. But here we are on this Monday morning, and it's 8:21. Got temperatures in the 50s this morning. Going to be perfect 72 degrees today. Chamber of Commerce type weather is what we call it.
Right.
With sunshine and light winds, so enjoy that. But, of course, the morning show is brought to you by Millway Federal Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. Alan Brown and his crew, your local financial institution of choice. And they are your friends.
They are.
Speaking of friends, we got a friend, a guest from the community for the first time in here, April from the Texarkana Disc Golf Association. They got a big tournament coming up this Saturday, the 20th,
right,
at Spring Lake Park, and we'll get into talking about that. We did learn during the Facebook that April moved here about 5 years ago from Leesville, Louisiana, which is down there near Alexandria and near East Texas. If you're trying to picture in your mind in Louisiana,
right,
where that is at.
And I was able
to, because I've been through Alexandria on numerous occasions, and so I was close to Leesville. Correct?
Correct.
So 45 minutes to away. When I was at Fort Polk, I was close, right?
You pretty much were in Leesville.
Yeah, you pretty much were there.
Okay.
All right, and so she moved here about 5 years ago. Her husband got her into disc golf.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you to that. But for those that may not know, disc golf, tell us about that. And Spring Lake Park is where you're
Spring Lake Park is our home field for Texarkana. If you see some funny little baskets, that is our hole, I guess you can say.
Yeah, that's what we
would say. In ball golf, it would be a hole, but in disc golf, it's a basket.
Right, that makes more sense.
So you're throwing discs of different sizes and weights, and it's kind of like golf, where you got a par 3, 4, 5, whatever, and you're trying to see who can get it in the basket instead of the hole, the fastest.
Exactly.
But the better score.
The least amount of throws.
Exactly.
Right.
And the least amount of throws.
Yes.
Right.
And so, with that said, that's what disc golf is. Now you got the disc golf tournament going on this Saturday, and what's it called?
The I-30 Throwdown.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
That's what it is, because the I-30 is right there.
Right.
You can see I-30 from the disc golf course.
You can.
You seriously can.
Yeah, it's Spring Lake Park. All right, so that's going on. The tournament is this Saturday, and when does it begin?
Players can start checking in around 7:30 to 8:30, and then we tee off at 9.
All right. Okay. And it goes pretty much all day long, and you got different categories as far as people who may be coming out and going, hey, I just started, or I've never done it before, and all the way up to the almost like pro level, right?
Yes, we have all the way from novice level to pro, from anywhere from juniors, 7, age 7, all the way up to over 70.
Oh, okay. Everybody's
senior disc golf.
Yes.
All right. And so you don't have to be a pro to come out and do this.
You don't. You don't even have to be good to come out and do this.
Just have fun.
My motto is have fun, meet new people, and don't come in last.
Right.
There we go.
I think that's capable. And so don't be shied away because you don't know how to do it, or you've tried it once and you weren't very good at it. They'll get you in the right category, so you won't come in last.
That's right.
Exactly.
But it is a lot. You say it is healthy, really, because you said that recently you competed and you were amazed at how many steps you took.
Yes, I this past Saturday I was in a tournament, and at the end of the tournament, it said my Fitbit said I did 8 miles.
Wow, that's
how about
a great
that?
Way to get some exercise.
But it's slow pace, so it's right. It's not taxing on you people. So you can come out and do this. You can come out and do this. So if somebody's out there that says, "Hey, I think I want to get involved with disc golf," what do they need to do with the tournament?
For the tournament, they would need to. If they would need to sign up for the tournament by Friday at noon.
Okay.
And now the day of, they can come and watch and see what it's all about.
Right.
And
get some pointers.
Yeah.
Okay. Watch the players, get a little pointers from them, and then they can join us.
Right.
Anytime they wish. There's always somebody out there playing.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
When we go out there, when the weather was nice, to have a lunch.
Right. We've seen them.
You've seen them out there playing, and it's kind of like, I always thought.
That looks like fun.
Yeah. I could probably do that.
I can't.
If I try.
I can watch it. Good. Yeah.
Stay around. We're going to talk a little bit more about sponsorships and things that you hope to be doing in the near future out there as far as improvements, because it's been out there a while, so you always have to do upkeep and improvements, and that's not free.
Never.
Never.
All right. More of the Best of Most Country continues on the Pig on a Monday morning. 1039 MyPigRadio.com. This would be local news time, but we've had local news a couple of times this morning, so we'll let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
American made.
Quality furniture you can purchase in Bowie County, west of Texarkana. We'll let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with our friend, guest from the community, April, from the Texarkana Disc Golf Association.
Right.
They've got their big tournament, the I-30 Throwdown, coming up this Saturday. And, you can come out and play in it, whether you are just beginner or if you are like a pro.
Yeah.
They got all different types of categories for you to compete in, so you'll compete with the people that you're most competitive with. Does that make sense there, Anna?
In like talented categories.
Thank you for that precision.
Oh, shush. I'm going to throw pins at you soon.
That's why we pay her the big bucks.
Just stop.
This is a question I did not ask you during the Facebook, but do people have to have their own disc for this tournament?
They do.
Okay.
They do.
Okay. See, I didn't ask that.
If you don't have any disc and you want some, the Academy always has a selection of discs. Uh-huh. If you don't know what's what, there's usually a beginner pack that has three discs, driver, mid-range, and a putter.
Okay.
And you can bring that out.
Cool. Okay.
Start with that.
Now I know more than I did just a moment ago.
Yes, you did.
But anyway, you're looking at making some improvements, some upgrades, and it's been out there a while, so things begin to deteriorate a little bit. So you're looking for sponsors and people to help out with making it like new again.
Yes, basically. We have some tee pad signs, and then of course to improve the course, we've also changed baskets around, or tee pads, in order to make it more playable or user friendly. So our signs are pretty old and the crackled, so we need new signs to show where the new baskets are, where the new holes are, and we have some asphalt tee pads that are crumbling, so we need to replace them with concrete.
All of this is
really expensive.
So
we are looking for sponsors, and if you would like to sponsor the tee sign only, it's $200.
Okay.
And if you want to sponsor the tee sign and the concrete pad, it's $500.
Oh, okay.
This gets your name out there.
This does get your name out there, and your name will be on the tee sign for as long as that T sign is out there.
Okay.
A
long time.
A very, very long time.
Pretty much permanent signage for you out there.
Yes.
For people that are businesses or whatever.
Right.
Be a part of it. And every time somebody comes out there and plays, they'll see your name and they'll think of your business.
Yeah.
And it is a very family-oriented sport, right?
Right.
It is. During when everything shut down for COVID, the park was just
consumed.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's an outdoor activity.
It's an outdoor activity, and it's pretty much the only thing that people could do. I mean, us regular players are like, wow, where did all these people come from?
That's right. What's going on here?
Right.
And stuff. So, and a lot of the Texarkana Association members started playing during COVID, and then they just continued with us.
Yeah, you get when you find something that's fun and you like it.
Yeah,
you just grow.
I'm glad it grew.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
So, if anybody wants to be a sponsor, or if anybody wants to play in the tournament this weekend, where do they get the info and how they do it?
Okay. For the tournament, you can go to discgolfscene.com/I-30Throwdown, or you can go to our Facebook page, Texarkana Disc Golf Association, and there is a link on there.
Okay.
All right. And if somebody wants to be a sponsor to help you out with the improvements and the renovation,
they can contact me, April, at Texarkana Disc Golf Association @gmail.com.
Okay.
Or AJKUNATH@yahoo.com.
Okay. Yep. That makes it simple.
It does, and we need it simple because that's what me and Anna are, simple people. Here. All right.
And of course, if you see me knocking at your door, at your business, it's probably me.
Yeah.
Looking for corporate sponsors to improve the course.
Have you out name out there at Spring Lake Park on those holes for a long time to come.
Yeah.
It's a perfect thing to do. And hang around because we're going to get you and Anna to play a little game.
Oh, good.
All righty.
But it's not,
it is
it's
fun.
Not a physical game like this.
Okay,
it's,
well.
It's just mental.
Yeah.
And we'll kind of wrap it up. More of the best in most country continues on the Pig on this Monday morning, November 15th. We're in the 50s this morning. Sunshine and 72. Perfect day ahead of us. Go out to Spring Lake Park.
Yes, please.
Watch and play some disc golf out there today while you eat a lunch. That's Rasco Flats and Bless the Broken Road on the Pig. Great song. Okay. And it's the Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends, brought to you by Millway Federal Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. Three convenient locations to serve you. Ashdown, Wake Village, and Arkansas Boulevard in Texarkana, Arkansas. We've been talking with April from the Texarkana Disc Golf Association. They got their big I-30 Throwdown Tournament going on this Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
At Spring Lake Park, where the disc golf course is. And it's for all categories as far as ages and how well you play, all the way from beginners up to pros, and all the way from kids up to, seniors. But let's play a game.
Okay.
And let's see what
this.
The game is. Today's game is Yes or BS,
okay.
Or as I call it, Barbara Streisand stuff. I'll give you a statement. You just tell me whether it's fact or something is made up about it.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Bluetooth was named after a famous king.
Some guy in Denmark, yeah.
I forgot to tell you, April. Anna.
Anna, like, really?
Yeah.
You know that?
Anna is full of what I call useless information. She calls it
useful.
Yeah.
Random.
Random.
Yeah.
But that's right.
That's right.
You're the only person in the world I know that would know this. King Harald Bluetooth of Denmark is actually named after that.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Okay. An octave is the name for the distance of 8 white notes on a piano keyboard.
Yes.
Yes.
Very good. Very good. Disney's Daisy Duck started life with the name Donna Duck. Is that yes or BS?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, go with yeah. We looked at each other's question, but we think that's right.
It sounds right.
Oh, yeah,
it's
right.
Okay.
John Quincy Adams was the first president inaugurated in Washington, D.C.
No,
she says.
Who was it, though?
Do we know who it was?
Was it Jefferson?
It was Thomas Jefferson. You are correct. the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame houses Elvis, Elvis Presley.
Right.
Solid gold Cadillac.
No, that doesn't sound right.
No.
Well, you're right, it doesn't, but you'll find it in the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum.
Well, that makes more sense.
Or his solid gold Cadillac. Either you played any poker in your life?
Yes. Not much.
Okay, not much.
Yeah, good. Yeah. All right, you've got this one.
Okay. This is a little tricky.
All right.
A flush is the lowest hand that beats a straight in poker.
True.
This is true.
We'll go with her.
She is right.
Good.
Absolutely.
See?
But it
We're
helps
good at this.
It helps to have either one of those, but that good luck with this one.
Okay.
Before 1974, there was no overtime in the National Football League. They just played to a tie. Is that yes or BS?
That sounds silly enough to be true.
That sounds true.
It is true. It is true. They came up with overtime. And, well, every once in a while, even when they have overtime, like yesterday, there was a game that ended in a tie because they played in overtime and didn't score.
Forgot to ask how your team did.
My team did quite well.
Okay.
Or at least some of them did.
Okay.
All right, let's see.
All right.
Happy holidays! There are 1,200 calories in the average slice of pecan pie. Is that yes or BS?
It's about half.
I can look at it and be 1,200 calories, but I don't think that it's 1,200 calories.
No,
well,
that doesn't sound right.
This knowledge over there is correct. It's right at half, or very close to it.
Although
550.
It depends on how big your piece of pie is.
550 is your piece of pie.
JW's would be the big one.
Well, it might be, because I love me some pecan pie.
Right.
We've had this one before, so don't answer there, Anna.
Okay.
Antarctica is the only continent without any reptiles or snakes.
I say that's true, because it's pretty cold.
It's darn cold.
You're absolutely correct. In all the other continents, there are reptiles and snakes, but not in Antarctica. And finally, this is kind of back in the day.
All right.
A little old there for April, for sure.
April.
Maybe even Anna.
Okay.
Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones.
All right.
Was the first rock star to be arrested on stage.
No.
Is that yes or BS?
That's a no. I think it was Jim Morrison.
Wow!
She knew her history.
I'm older than I look.
Well,
go for it.
Either that or we got a young rocker.
Yeah.
Because you are so correct. It was the Doors, Jim Morrison. He was arrested on stage in New Haven, Connecticut back in 1967.
Yep.
On some type of drug thing, I think.
Yeah. surprise.
Not shocked at all.
All right. Let's get to the disc golf tournament on Saturday. One more time. Tell us how people can enter, and you can enter all the way from beginners up to pros and from kids all the way up to seniors.
Right.
How do they enter?
You can go on discgolfscene.com/I30Throwdown to register, or you can go on our Facebook page, Texarkana Disc Golf Association. There is a link on there to register.
Fantastic.
Register, and don't forget, you businesses out there that want to sponsor those improvements and things are going to make to the course, get your name out there right where people see it.
Yes.
Get a hold of them and let them know that you want to become a sponsor. It should be a great day. Weather should be great, so enjoy it. If you're out at the park, be sure and check it out just from a safe distance, because they are throwing discs.
Watch for flying discs. Yeah,
but watch from a distance, and it'll be fine. Yeah. All right, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank y'all.
All right, more of the best of most country continues on the Peg.